Welcome to another legislative report with State Representative Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Berks and Lehigh Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to another report to your constituents. And this week, we'd like to go over a series of hearings that have been going on in the Commonwealth. Several different committees have been meeting to discuss issues across the state. And the first one we'd like to talk about is redistricting. Redistricting is something that we've talked about the last couple of weeks, making sure that the folks can see what is going on when we redraw their congressional districts. What is the latest?
Well, that's correct. A lot of committees hold hearings over the summers to gather information and get ready for the legislative session when we return in the fall. I am a member of the House State Government Committee, and we have started the redistricting process. It is the most open and transparent process in history. And we started by holding three hearings in Western Pennsylvania this week, part of a series of hearings being held throughout the Commonwealth to receive input from residents. The hearings were held in Mercer, Allegheny, and Fayette counties. Numerous testifiers said they would prefer their respective counties remain intact within a single congressional district to prevent communities of interest from being divided. Another testifier urged that residents should remain in their existing congressional districts as much as possible by adjusting existing boundaries instead of making wholesale changes. The hearings resume in Luzerne County on Monday, September 20th. Followed by hearings in Philadelphia and Bucks counties on September 21st and 22nd, respectively. Additional hearings will be held in central Pennsylvania in October. Residents unable to attend the hearings can submit written testimony at paredistricting.com. Again, paredistricting.com. The site also provides residents with the opportunity to provide input about their community's interest boundaries and to comment on the current congressional district map. The full hearing schedule, as well as video of completed hearings, is also available there at that website.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is a hearing that was a joint hearing between the House and the Senate and a couple of different committees to hear about senior assistance programs, programs that are available for seniors with some disabilities. What's going on here? What did they learn?
The House Aging and Older Adult Services and the House Human Services Committees this week joined the Senate Aging and Youth and Senate Health and Human Services Committees in conducting a public hearing focused on critical state services being provided to seniors and adults with disabilities. Specifically, the hearing examined the performance of a private contractor known as Maximus as the Pennsylvania Department of Human Services independent enrollment broker for such assistance programs. The department intends to renew its contract with the Virginia-based company and increase its responsibilities. However, lawmakers are concerned about the continuation of the contract, which installs another layer of bureaucracy to determine much-needed services for seniors. Committee members heard testimony from a family member of an adult with a disability and several agencies from across the state that provide services to seniors. The Department of Human Services and Maximus did not take part in the hearing, unfortunately, but hopefully they will weigh in on the issue as the conversations continue.
And finally, Representative, the House Republican Policy Committee has been holding hearings across the state to try to find ways to get our economy rolling again. COVID really hit us hard. What are we hearing here?
Well, as the Commonwealth continues to work its way through the COVID-19 pandemic, the House Majority Policy Committee has convened a trio of hearings in recent weeks to hear from business, education, and community leaders about the ways to grow the state's economy. The hearings, which were held in Ford City in Armstrong County, Gibsonia in Allegheny County, and Williamsport in Lycoming County, carried common themes. They included the need to reduce government red tape, lower the tax burden, end expanded pandemic unemployment benefits, and improve workforce training. Members also toured businesses in each location, as well as the Pennsylvania College of Technology in Williamsport, to learn more about its workforce training programs. Video of each of the hearings is available at pagoppolicy.com. Again, pagoppolicy.com.
Representative McKenzie, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another legislative report with State Representative Ryan McKenzie.